If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Matthew Appleby recording for Horticulture Week's podcast with gardening writer Peter Seabrook. And we're here at Hyde Hall, the RHS garden in Essex, at the Floral Fantasia, and Peter is now looking ahead to 2021 after a very successful year at Floral Fantasia in 2020. So what's gone best this year, Peter?
We were very fortunate to secure the support of Flora Select. The Homes and Gardens Committee select a plant of the year, this year Rudbeckia. And with no other trials anywhere else in the country, the 84 submissions that we have planted have been a tremendous success. Very colourful. And the introduction of the micro-propagated cultivars, there's four series. Can I remember them? Smileys, that's S-M-I-L-E-Y-Z. The Sunbeckias, the Enchantments, and the Flamencos. They are unbelievable things. You know, I've been growing Rudbeckia for what, 50, 60 years? And the veg prop, so healthy, have that extra vigour and a tremendous flower power. They've made an amazing show of colour. And of course, across the country, most of the public gardens and parks come to that, have had quite limited seasonal bedding. You know, it takes time and money, and it's being reduced all the time. And we've gone in the other direction with Floral Fantasia. There's the best part of 100 new plant introductions there, many of them summer flowering kinds, and it's been tremendously colourful. Things like sweet peas and the Nemesia Penelope, quite nicely scented. Oh, and I have to mention the cut flower Dianthus from Wetmans, the Bridal Star, pink ruffles and red carpet. I mean, fantastic things. The one thing I am getting used to is the vehicles. You know, there's always somebody flying about here in a vehicle. Nobody seems to walk.
It's a windy old day here up at Hyde Hall, and we're getting into autumn, but the colour's still lasting. So you've got a theme of trying to make the colour last all year.
Oh, without question. I think it would be fair to say that my interest has always been a home domestic gardener. And of course, many gardens are getting smaller with more dense housing. And we're looking for plants that will perform for a long time. I mean, I'm looking currently at a begonia big, for example, and up here on the hilltop where autumn frosts will probably be delayed, I would expect that to be very colourful through until November. the alstroemerias, things like Indian summer. They started flowering in May, and they've been flowering non-stop and would continue, I think, to December. We're introducing some autumn mums. I love the smell of chrysanthemums this time of the year. And, you know, it gives a reason for people to keep coming. Each month there's something else new in flower. And the roses, we've only got a few groups of bushes. We have the florist series and the precious series bred by NOAC. Unbelievably healthy and repeat flowering wonderfully. And of course people just want to keep coming back to see what's happening as the season change. We were very fortunate to get a ton and a half of bulbs from Hayloft. Unfortunately for me, delivered the Thursday before Christmas, so that jiggered my Christmas to New Year holiday. It takes some planting, does a ton and a half of bulbs. And most of them are still there in position, and the Narcissus, the Taciturn, kinds close to the lower entrance. Boy, the fragrance from those, and I think in their second year they're going to be even better. And then we've just done an arrangement with Michael Smith at Grange Nurseries, where we hope to introduce 200 cultivars of pansy, which should be pretty colourful next April, May, before we strip those out and make planting preparations for the Fleur Select Conference, which will be held here, we hope, the first week in September 2021.
Oh, brilliant. So that's part of your plans for 2021, but what else is going on for next year?
Well, we want sort of focuses. I mean, there'll be, in April and May, there'll be a focus on spring flowering bulbs, as I've just said, and pansies. And then in early June, we'll have a focus on sweet peas. I've just been in communication with eight of the specialist sweet pea seed suppliers, and they are very generously supplying me with their novelties. And we will have quite a showing of sweet peas, sown the 10th of October outside, under a bit of fleece perhaps. And then we'll have the Rose Festival week. And then we'll go on to a focus on dahlias, and then a focus on chrysanthemums. Don't tell anybody. Nobody sort of knows about my plans with chrysanthemums yet, but it's nearly time we showed the average visitor here what wonderful things they can do with just one or two of the large-flowered, dispallied chrysanthemums.
Sounds like a packed year, and we just bumped into Rob Brett from Hyde Hall, and he said that visitor numbers have been pretty good since reopening this summer. So how much do you think Floral Fantasia helps with that?
Oh, I shouldn't think it helps at all. I have to be a bit modest, don't I? We are right out on the furthest point. And it is taking a little time for people to find us and for us to get the message across. But I think without question, from the comments that I've heard, people love the colour, and it is becoming a popular attraction.
Excellent. Good to speak to you, Peter. And we'll no doubt catch up with you again next year when everything comes back into bloom.
Thank you for downloading this Horticulture Week podcast. For more podcasts, the latest breaking news and industry-leading analysis, please visit horticultureweek.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.